Hello, welcome to the American Pulse. I'm your host, Tony Rizak. This is a show that seeks to listen, express, and amplify the voice of the American people, no matter where you live in this great nation. We are unabashedly pro-humanity, pro-freedom, and pro-America. Welcome, and let's get started. Hello, listeners, and welcome to the American Pulse. Today's topic is one of my favorites, the state of American education, or lack thereof. And before we get to the interview, which is actually the second half of our short interview with King County Chairwoman Jolie Lansdowne, you will hear us kind of fade into the discussion as we already aired the first part of this in episode 2. I thought it was a perfect time to read a couple of quotes from one of my favorite writers in education reform, the 2-time New York City Teacher of the Year and author, the legendary John Taylor Gatto, a teacher as beloved by his students as any you will ever find. Gatto says, quote, "I've noticed a fascinating phenomenon in my 30 years of teaching. Schools and schooling are increasingly irrelevant to the great enterprises of the planet. No one believes anymore that scientists are trained in science classes, or politicians in civics classes, or poets in English classes. The truth is that schools don't really teach anything except how to obey orders. This is a great mystery to me because thousands of humane, caring people work in schools as teachers and aides and administrators. But the abstract logic of the institution overwhelms their individual contributions. Although teachers do care and do work very, very hard, the institution is psychopathic. It has no conscience. It rings a bell, and the young man in the middle of writing a poem must close his notebook and move to a different cell, where he must then memorize that humans and monkeys derive from a common ancestor," unquote. Oh, and also another one from Gatto, quote, "Whatever an education is, it should make you a unique individual, not a conformist. It should furnish you with an original spirit with which to tackle the big challenges. It should allow you to find values which will be your roadmap through life. It should make you spiritually rich, a person who loves whatever you are doing, wherever you are, whomever you are with. It should teach you what is important, how to live, and how to die," unquote. Oh, I will be doing a deeper dive on education and our future on this very show in the near future. For now, let's go get our guests' thoughts and insights on this important topic. Enjoy the interview. Today's episode is brought to you by The Renton Printery. From huge outdoor banners to small hard hat decals, The Renton Printery produce top quality, customizable, full color decals, business cards, letterhead, envelopes, signs, table tents, and more. The Renton Printery is a small, independent, veteran-owned business since 1957. For all your printing needs, go to www.rentonprintery.com. And now, on to our episode. My guest today is Jolie Lansdowne. Jolie was elected and serves as the King County GOP chairwoman. Jolie is a wife, a mother who homeschooled her kids for 20 years, a local business owner, and a woman who believes that engagement in local government is one of the most effective ways we can impact positive change for our next generation. Here is my interview with Jolie Lansdowne.
We're seeing, you know, like I mentioned at the top, a lot of sacred cows in the government at the federal level being dismantled, abolished. And there's word on the IRS and the Department of Education. And I mean, I can't even believe that we're actually having this conversation, because I would have never thought in my lifetime we would be talking about this. So they're talking, President Trump is talking about dismantling the federal Department of Education. It seems kind of inevitable at this point to me. And you and I are both passionate about education. My father was in education, and you and I both worked on the platform on the education plank for King County. And I think there's a common misperception. I think, you know, the government has done a good job of collapsing public schools with a good education, that they're one and the same, so much so that people were scared to homeschool. Like, my kid will be way far behind, either socially or intellectually. And we spend more per student than any other nation, and our test scores and all the metrics were near the bottom. So you can't say, you know, I think there's going to be people that are like, this means education's going down the tubes. What are we going to do with all these teachers? But education is going to keep happening no matter what they do with this giant bureaucratic thing that has put all these different ideologies in there that don't align with Americans' values. So I wanted to just get your thought on this. This is a little bit of a deeper dive, perhaps, and will be probably included in another episode. But I just wanted to get your thoughts on it. And this is probably one that we're going to revisit because, you know, we're not there yet. We're just seeing the tea leaves and what might happen. And I guess one of the things I wanted to ask you about it was because I don't want parents to think, uh-oh, you know, the funding's gone. That means our schools are going down the tubes. The schools have not been real good, if we're honest, and no metric supports that they've been good. So yeah. I'll hand that to you. I know you homeschooled, right?
Yeah.
At some point. So anyways, I'll let you take it from there, wherever you want to go with that.
Yeah, I love that question, Tony. I'm excited to talk about this. Yeah, I've got five kids, and between all five, there were a handful of years in homeschool, in private school, in public school. So I've, you know, been, I've worked with every situation there, and I'm excited to see what's happening here. And this is a great conversation because, I think there is some, lack of clarity around it in just the general understanding. But, what we're talking about here is these are the key elements that are being proposed, you know, to respect parents' rights for their kids' education. That's one of the statements that we're talking about here. When we dismantle what is currently happening, what we're talking about replacing it with is much better. And my son just gave me a great analogy the other day. It's sort of like, you know, when you break a bone and it's not set right, it's not going to really heal right. But you go to the doctor and you kind of have that bone rebroken and reset, and then it heals and it's stronger than ever before. And so it's kind of where, you know, we need to kind of break this up a little bit and reset our education system so we can be strong and fruitful with it. Another one is, you know, empowering, hiring good people and firing bad people, you know, teachers and principals. There's folks that are not pouring into our children in ways that are producing health and good things. And so just empowering the ability to change that. Another thing he's talking about is ensuring that classrooms teach skills and not identity. You know, that's what I would like my kids to learn. And part of why I pulled one of my kiddos out of school was he was not being taught the skills that I was sending him. There wasn't enough hours in the day for me to teach the skills at home. You know, it's like, we need to get on top of this. The fourth is teaching students to love and honor what they have in this country. You know, there's been a lot of teaching, a real offended spirit and hate, and that's not helping us. And it's just not accurate either. And bringing prayer back in schools. I love that one. And also he's talking about, you know, a safe and secure and a drug-free school. And if that isn't happening, there's immediate consequences. This is not a partisan issue. Every parent wants to know their kid is safe and secure and not being offering drugs, you know, when they send them to school.
And learning skills for life, right?
Exactly. You know, and a couple other building blocks he's talking. So this is the replacement. You know, this is what he's talking about. If we remove the non-functioning federalized Department of Education and bring it back to the state level, increase the parents' rights in this area, we're going to see a lot of good things. And a couple other things he's talking about are project-based learning, and that's experience to train folks for meaningful work like apprenticeships, things like that. And giving parents the rights to choose another school without having to jump through a bunch of hoops, and that all students would have access to like internship and, work experience and good career counseling. So those are some of the big nuggets that he's talking about. And I think any parent is going to be on board with all of that. So I'm excited to have an education system that educates, you know, exciting is this going to be?
Oh, it's so exciting. Well, and the other thing it creates, once you remove the federal bureaucracy and all the money, you know, I mean, I just think they're given, you know, this kind of anti-American agenda handed down with a lot of money. The curriculum's created, and obviously there's been a big push for trans all over the place, trans identity. There isn't a lot of skills being taught. One of the things by removing that, You know, and people say, what about the teachers? Well, the teachers will still be able to teach. In fact, I bet many of them will be much happier, because I think what it will create is this possibility of having nimble schools where you're like, look, we're teaching, you know, this over here that has got all these great elements for life skills. And maybe there's, you know, more kind of for trade, you know, learning trades and getting them set up that way. Through it all could be, you know, you could have it be where prayer is more prevalent over in these three schools than it is in these three. And people can kind of choose, and teachers can choose their schools that they're going to teach at based on their own values, not have the values be forced upon them. Because I have a feeling there's many teachers that don't agree with a lot of what has been forced down upon them curriculum-wise. How do I know that? Because I know some of them that do not agree with what has been handed down, but they're 15, 20 years into a career, and they've got mouths to feed, and they don't want to be, you know, ostracized and banished. And I think this creates many great job opportunities for teachers and administrators that run schools and stuff to create what the market wants. And what the market wants, no matter you're Republican, centrist, liberal, Democrat, we want our kids to thrive. And I think that this is going to allow, on a state-to-state level and right down to the county here in King County, an ability to create schools that are responsive to what parents want. And I think we could see this whole restoration of education to a level that I've never seen, right? I've watched it. Yeah. We've all watched it go down, 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 and been like mortified, because that's where our children spend so much of their time. So, yeah, I don't know if there's anything else you want to say to that
Ahead. There is just to kind of tail on that, you know, what we're already seeing is we're seeing the free market economy move to the education system. And just even in the last 10 years, you know, 15 years, even in some of, you know, my experiences with homeschooling and different things, you know, there's a lot of teachers that I've spoken to, many who are frustrated, like you said, about their circumstance, and very eager to be hired by, you know, a handful of parents to do private, like, tutoring classes. We're seeing people get really creative with their kids' education, you know, whether, I mean, I could go into all kinds of stories, but the point is that we're already seeing the free market economy, you know, system apply to this, where teachers are leaving and they're saying, you know, I'm just not seeing the result. I love to teach. I'm a good teacher, and the kids aren't learning, and I need to plug in where I can teach kids where they can learn. And so we're seeing all these small schools, charter schools, all kinds of things pop up over our nation. It's really a time of pioneering in the education system, and parents and teachers are working together to pioneer this new system. And I'm glad to see that our government is finally kind of catching up and catching along and jumping in as well. So it's exciting.
There's many things I'm excited about. This one is right at the top of the list for all the reasons we mentioned. I so want young people to thrive, to be proud of our nation, to be proud of the accomplishments and what it means to be American, all the principles that we stand for. I'm just super, as that is a backbone, and then all the life skills that you could teach. It's just really exciting. I'm really excited about what gets created out of this on all levels. But Julie, thank you so much. Thank you for your leadership. And just, I'm so grateful to be having this opportunity to partner with you on many different levels. But these conversations are so juicy. And I just really appreciate you being the first full guest on the American Pulse, and many to come. And I'm just really looking forward to taking this journey and watching what happens right now. I just think it's a really exciting time to be having our sleeves rolled up and partnering on this kind of rebirth that we're seeing.
Yeah, I agree, Tony. And again, I just honor you. I thank you so much for creating this space for Americans to have a voice, you know, so that we can stay in tune with the pulse of folks in our region and, you know, everywhere in our nation, really. But, you know, even especially at King County. And again, I just encourage folks, go to kcgop.org. Sign up for our weekly newsletter if you want to kind of stay in sync with, you know, what's happening locally here. That's a great way to do it. And just again, thank you so much. It's such an honor to serve the people of King County.
Beautiful.
Well, thank you, listeners. I hope you're enjoying the first few shows of the American Pulse. Please go and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you can, please go give us a positive review on Apple Podcasts. Every little bit helps. Thank you, and we'll be here for you next week.